Just like a big juicy steak cooking in the frying pan, sizzling heat sears through my body as my old running shoes barely lift off the hard pavement. My name is Donald Roberts, and at the moment I'm doing all that I can to finish a half marathon race. That's 13.1 miles in the middle of downtown Seattle, in front of hundreds of screaming fans. The year is 2020, and my average-looking body feels like a badly beaten-up boxer in a lopsided bout in the final round. My blue eyes are sunken, my skin pale. My slicked back hair is drenched in sweat, as is my well-trimmed mustache, and although I'm not very muscular, I've been told that I'm a good-looking 30-year-old man. What the hell? I shouted as I grabbed quickly the side of my belly, the throbbing pain echoing through it. I felt like that beleaguered boxer again, getting pummeled by one savage body blow after another. I heard the words, "Move over, sonny," as I was elbowed and shoved to the side, colliding into a table filled with water cups that exploded everywhere. I spun around to see an elderly woman, at least in her 80s, looking back at me with a devilish grin. How embarrassing to be shoved and passed by such an older runner. I struggled to get my mind back on my running and focus on just finishing the race. My thoughts then turned to my best friend, Rick Jarmison, and his family, who I knew would be waiting for me at the finish line. They must be wondering where I am, as many runners have already crossed their finish line. Bubbles floated beautifully in the sky near the crowd of people. Standing in front of the shouting fans at the finish line was little 7-year-old Mike Jarmison. He held a bubble wand and a soap container in his hand. Little Mike is small in size for his age and has had a hunchback lump on his right shoulder from birth. He stared up at his parents with his wide, pretty blue eyes and asked, "Mom, Dad, where's Mr. Roberts?" Mike's a kind, sweet, loving kid who is very fond of his father, his best friend. He blew a huge bubble. Rick Jarmison, with his curly black hair and pot belly, glanced down at his son. The gigantic bubble landed and exploded right on top of little Mikey's blondish hair. The boy quickly wiped the top of his head with his hand. Rick smiled. Standing next to him is his cute, short, blonde-haired wife, Doris, who can be quite moody and at times most strict. Doris and Rick, in their early 30s, had been married for over 8 years, and although now separated, managed to come together along with their son to cheer for me in this city race. Doris, scrolling through her phone, told her son, "Hopefully Donald will show himself soon. I have many things to do today." Rick, being the joker he is, blurted out, "Maybe he passed out on the road and the vultures ate him." "Shut up, Rick. He's supposed to be your best friend," shouted Doris.